Hey guys, Smokeshank here. This is my second dev blog for our upcoming game, Path of Kings. I've kind of went with a different name this time, Once a Thief. I think it'll play really well into how the story's gonna go, and I can tag off that line during an end scene that I've been kind of working on. So I just want to let you guys know where we're at. Sent off the design requirements for our backgrounds. So our artist, which I've just announced, is Hentai Patriarch or HP. You may see him as Hit Points in other places, but this guy's been around since 2008. Sunset Rider 7 remembers when he hit the scene. He's a great guy. Seems like he's trying to go professional a few times and maybe have failed, or not failed, but hasn't been as successful. So it's great to bring him on this team. He really wants to learn, the business side of stuff. He really wants to learn game development. He's just really excited to get going on with this project. So I'm excited to bring him on, and we'll be moving forward. So where are we at so far? So far, we've been actively, in the early design processes for about 2 months now. And you guys will start seeing that because I'll be streaming. Hopefully, in the coming days with Odyssey Draft to kind of show you guys where we're at and how to work it out and things like that. And it's nice, I can kind of sit down and talk to you guys about how the game's progressing. Now, as I stream, I'm going to try to only stream certain sections that maybe aren't spoilerish. So there'll still be certain sections you guys won't see, like the ending scenes or other things, how things go. I'll keep quiet. Might do my streams as games at that point in time and just general stuff like that. It'll be fun. So like I've mentioned before, moving into this art asset stage is the art is going to be developed in three stages. So first we're going to try to get roughly around all the backgrounds done. Now, most of the backgrounds, I might add some more polish and stuff like that as we go along, but I want to get most of the backgrounds and the main scenes. So far there's going to be five main areas. Three will be nav meshed, meaning the player will be able to interact with objects within that area and put stuff in their inventory, in which maybe are signposted or you've been instructed to get or you find or anything stuff that helps you finish puzzles, or I call them puzzles as a design set, but help you engage characters and get them moving in the conversation. The other two scenes will be VN based, so they'll be more dialogue driven with branching dialogue puzzles in that sense, so that you can get the character moving forward, and they're more like your traditional VN. So those are the areas where sex will take place predominantly, and that's how it goes. Now, a big thing that I've been watching this guy Snowman Gaming on YouTube, and he has a great little series called Great Game Design, and it had me really thinking about, how can we really take a lot of these design principles and put them in this game, and really that's what I want to do. I want to try to get certain design principles in the game, but how we execute them will be completely on us. So that it'll be mainly about an execution sense. So one of the big things I want to put in there is morality, and I think that's something that might be missing a little bit from some games. Like they try to do this morality thing, and especially in the H game world. What we're going to do is instead of potentially having intercourse with every character, what you're going to do is major plot points within the game. You'll have an opportunity to either make impactful decisions, which may alter the way your character plays through. So if you want to play as a character and you want to be evil, dark side, bad guy, and fucking kill everybody, you can still finish the game that way. How the game finishes and some of the dialogue at the end might be completely different. And it might alter the way you play. If you decide to play a second time, you may want to play good and keep everybody. You can play as an asshole, but still keep people around. Things like that. And I want to try to expand on doing that. And by doing that, what I can do is I can also keep, if we design the portraits and stuff intelligently, we can keep the same images. But the player will get a completely di elicit a di completely different response from the player when they go through that game. I got a lot of this motivation from playing KOTOR for a few hours the other day. or not the other day, but over the course of a week. And I'll be going through that a little bit more with you guys when we do some streaming. We'll stream some KOTOR and just look at it as a design sense and something pretty cool. Just like not necessarily playing the game for just having fun, but I want to break down the game and look at it and why they make these decisions and stuff like that. So I'm really excited, and I'm hoping that the community gets excited with this. Like I said in the post, we'll be releasing this game on Nutaku Store, which will be great. It'll also be housed on our website. Hopefully, there's no restrictions with the Nutaku Store that you once you publish it there, it can only be there. I don't think that's going to be the case. We'll either host it on our site or we can host it on Patreon. Because it is completely OC, they can't do shit for it. So the game could be hosted on one or the other. So basically, once the game's done, anybody that pledges $10 will get access to the game instantaneously. I don't know the price point yet that we're gonna have it on Nutaku Store, but it'll probably be a way better deal for you to get it through Patreon, hopefully, because you'll get access to Sunset Riders 7's parody work. Now, saying parody work, I want to just emphasize the fact that Sunset Riders 7 and that name is only going to be associated with our parody work. So if you see anything that says Sunset Riders 7, it is strictly parody. It'll have nothing to do with OC. If you see Gunsmoke Games, you're going to know that that's going to be our OC series that has nothing to do with parody. Now, Sunset Riders 7 does fall under Gunsmoke Games, but the banners are going to be completely different. And we're only doing this for protectionary reasons. Just in case we get DMCA'd on Sunset Riders 7, we still have Gunsmoke Games. We don't have to deal with a lot of the headaches that might be associated if both are combined. So, and we're doing that for fans too. So there's some fans that might not be interested in Sunset Riders 7, but they'll try Gunsmoke Games. Now, not to ever say that any of this stuff, like if we go OC with something else in the future or maybe another iteration, like this one's based on the thief, if we get good reactions from the community and we move on to the Nobleman or Slaver, that's not to say that Sunset Riders 7 might not eventually do the art for one of those projects. Just right now, he's strictly parody. We'd like to really, really engage that parody side as much as possible. But enough talk about that. We're here for Path of Kings, right? So, release. I know I said December before, but I think that it's just in our best interest to push at least not expectations, but at least our expectations internally up to about Q2 is the latest I'd like to see it out. Just due to there's other things going on internally that we're not really discussing in any sense, but we just want to make sure that this game, Q2, will be the complete latest of 2017. I'm hoping that it goes into post-production Q1, and then we can get music. I have been toying with not voice acting, but actually having like a monologue at the beginning or at the end of the game that's voiced, which is a nice compromise to kind of set the tone of the game. So I want to kind of do that. So far so good. Things are moving, things are progressing. Looking at potentially moving into a beta, a true beta in potentially December. I'm looking at alpha when we start doing the technical stuff, potentially October, November. So we'll see how long the technical side goes. I'm going to be doing design and technical side not simultaneously, but somewhat simultaneously. So once I get the backgrounds done, I can start really mapping out my character movement and stuff like that. And I can start playing through some of the story and the wording. I can get some of the dialogue in with some placeholders, and then we're going to move on to sprites. And then this animating, and then once we got the character moving around the world, then we really focus on finishing those final scenes up, those VN scenes, those dialogue scenes, those sex scenes. I want them polished and play really well. Game's gonna be short. How short? I have no idea. I'm hoping that the player doesn't go through it in 5 minutes. I'm hoping that it's more of like a 30-minute playthrough, maybe even a 20, 25. We'll see. There will be multiple saves, of course, and yeah. So, anyways, guys, I'll try to keep you posted week to week. Don't forget, we're gonna be streaming right away over on Picarto and Twitch. I'll leave you guys some of those links when we move forward and get those created, which should be in a few days. So, anyways, guys, I want to thank you once again for all your support, and I look forward to doing more of these. All right, guys, have a good day. Bye.